KFW Mobile.
I hope your ride's been good down the mountain.
Wet, but good. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Here, just a little drizzle.
The kids, of course, have been asking, so fighting that little drizzle over here, too.
Where?
4 MUF.
30. Sorry to double with you there. I mean to cut you off. But, yeah, having a good start to the day. Just dealing with the little drizzle over here when I turn on the 290.
Good morning, Jody. You're out a little early.
Yes, I am. I'm going to meet a buddy of mine for breakfast that I work with. So we're going to have breakfast this morning. We do it about every other week. So, yep. But, yep, good morning to you guys. Good morning. Love this little bit of drizzle.
Not what I'm worried about. It's people that can't drive and stay on their side of the road this morning.
I can't see the lines. We got such good paint jobs here.
I can't help that either.
You know, when I was growing up, you didn't have a problem seeing the painted lines on the road. And now, you're lucky if you can see them on a good day, much less when it's raining.
W2JKT Mobile.
Okay. And 4TFW.
Good morning, Eric.
KO4HKX. How are you all this morning? I am actually hearing the repeater pretty good today.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty clear this morning compared to yesterday.
On this end, just making my way in.
Seems to be having a good day today, so. Must have been all that rest yesterday got.
Just left my QT stop, and usually I can't hear it for another few miles, but it seems to be all right now.
So, it could be the cloud cover keeping it down, thinking we can hit it.
Just KF4NXY.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, David. KN4TFW.
Careful out there on this wet, rainy day.
Yes, we can be, Roger.
Roger. Well, y'all go ahead, pick it on up. I'm going to get back to my second cup of coffee here and kind of keep an eye on the news on the TV. KF4NXY.
David, have a good day, sir.
Good to hear you this morning, David.
Good to hear you.
Here this morning, W2JKT. City of Shelby PD and Cleveland Sheriff's Department were having a fun morning this morning on my way out. I was passing by one of the shopping centers, and they had about 6 or 7 cruisers in there with this van. They had all these packages out of the van on the ground and 3 or 4 people in handcuffs in there. So I'm imagining somebody drove a van full of drugs up to Shelby and got busted with it.
That's what happened. Bust their butt for that.
Jody, hopefully that's what it was, get some of that stuff off the street.
I do, because, man, that stuff is a problem.
What I see is it's just a slap on the wrist and they're out doing that again.
I don't care about being arrested. You know, there's nothing really going to happen to them.
Them to a day spa. They should just take them out back and be done with them.
The state will get more money from the federal government for the war on drugs if they just let them go and perpetuate the problem.
And I saw the other day, it says a patient cured is a customer lost.
I've been seeing that for a long time.
There's never a problem that will ever be solved as long as there is free money available to try to solve it. This weekend, it's Thursday, so I know we're thinking about it.
If I got this, a whole lot on the agenda this weekend. Looks like it's going to be raining all weekend where I'm at.
Just go down to Anderson and take the grandkids fishing and a little swimming, but looks like it's going to be a washout.
Around the house is about all I got, too. I'm staying out of Anderson. Anderson has that rocked the country this weekend. So 20 plus thousand people is going to be there.
Clemson game.
Yeah, it could be. Country, and it's Friday and Saturday. Just a bunch of singers. Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, Glam Bramper, all of them. Like that will be there.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. W2JKT.
It's Gex. I'm with Eric. I think I'll pass, but it's the first I've heard of it, so they've done a real good job promoting it.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
They did a real good job promoting it, but the general tickets for this two-day concert is $250 a ticket, and then the VIPs are $1,000 a ticket.
Money for something, or is it just an expensive concert?
Expensive concert. We've had crews out there for 2 days setting up barrier walls and, you know, places for them to go. And yesterday alone, they were supposed to have like 500 campers setting up for this concert. And if you want to leave, you can't. You got to wait till Sunday to get out.
To me.
LSU, I will be nowhere near it.
Kid Rock, it sounds like it might just end up being a Trump campaign stop anyway.
They're in there too, but that's your main headliners. Guys from work that, you know, volunteers to work these concerts for extra money. So they'll be out there doing that too.
Basically charged as our environment is right now, I don't know part of a larger group.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, with you on that one.
That much. Same.
That's why they got radio for social distancing, right?
6 feet.
What most about the pandemic was not having to see anybody.
Who was that?
Say, I think a lot of people feel that way. Have you not noticed a lot of people pulling away? They're going out and doing more of their own thing, just staying away from people.
Have your life.
Not a real social life, but I hung out with people and stuff, and friends and stuff, but the older I got, you know, my circle of friends gets smaller and smaller.
I agree with you. I see more and more people doing the same thing.
Middle of, I don't know how many acres it is, but it ain't real big. Get in the middle of that with 20,000 plus people, just ain't no way. Walmart and grocery stores when they open up so we don't have to deal with a bunch of people.
Us, and we do Amazon and stuff, all delivery. I do go to the grocery store to get food, but that's really the only place I ever go.
I've come to a larger group as my tour route.
People in my office building, but I usually just hide in my office, and I'll go to meetings in person if I'm asked to, but otherwise I just join on Teams.
Good way to do it, ain't it? Here in Anderson, over here on 178, and then I got a big truck ahead of me, but there's a car ahead of him just going down the road with her flashers on. You know, it doesn't look like anything's wrong with them.
One for 5 miles, had his flashers on, but I didn't see anything wrong with it.
My flashers is when I'm on the 85 and it's coming to an abrupt halt. That seems to be what people do is they hit their flashers to let everybody know that it's stopping and, you know, try to get their attention before they get slammed into because somebody's on their phone.
I can agree with that. But just because it come a little rain doesn't mean you got to be scared of it. If you're scared of it, stay your butt home.
If you don't feel like you're safe to drive in the pouring rain, just pull over.
Pulling over, they don't get out of the road. They just pull over.
When it was raining so hard on the interstate, they were pulled over on the left and the right.
We're at exit 75, but it's not very heavy. It's just enough to make the windshield wipers go.
A little bit, and I'm down here at 66.
then problem. I'm behind him now. The big truck moved on to 85, and he went to take off and got about 20 yards, and the whole front of the truck started to shake on him. But that was a Honda Pilot.
The truck that was wobbling.
QB, my bad.
A death wobble if you let the bushings get too slack in the front.
30 mile an hour, you see the whole SUV start shimmying. Legitimate reason to be running flashers.
Safety related problems. I hope they're alright. There could be all kinds of things that make the front end do that.
I don't know if it's safety or not, but they're moving on about 30 mile an hour.
Miles on that EV.
Is that good?
Not years yet.
Them vehicles, them EVs.
There's some early model Bolts and Teslas and stuff out there with hundreds of thousands of miles on them, even on their original battery and stuff. So they last a while. I've never done anything to this except put windshield washer fluid in it, change the wiper blades, and put a cabin filter in it. Put new tires on it. That's all I've ever had to do to this.
Didn't pull into my stop, so I am going to say 7-3 to y'all. Y'all have a great Thursday. Enjoy your day. And I'll be talking at y'all down the road. KF4MUF. And we'll be clear on your finals.
Go to KF4NXY.
30, have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Jody. Enjoy that breakfast. Have a good day. KN4, GFW.
Talk to you this morning. Have a great day. This is W2JKT.
I have arrived at my first stop, and they're here already this morning, so I'm going to jump out of here while I can, too. Y'all have a safe ride on into work, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on a ride home. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, guys.
Have a good day. Stay safe. KN4.
Have a great day. We'll catch you next week. This is W2JKT.
KF4NXY.
Done a whole lot more with digital stuff lately?
Done a lot with it. I mean, actually, I was just thinking about it this morning when I got up. For some reason, I needed to do some stuff so I'd remember it, but I haven't done anything on that. I need to program my HT for when I go down to the beach.
A repeater book app on your phone, right?
App on there, but I have a. I've been to the website. How good is that?
Fantastic. It basically gives you all the repeaters close to you in order of distance. And you set up the same filters you do on the website, but it's real time, so it uses a GPS in your phone, and it just maintains a list of all the close by repeaters. It's great.
That way I could, pick which one it was. I figured down at the beach where it's flat, it should go for a while, right?
Whenever I'm on a road trip, I have it open, and I can just dial in, wherever I am on the trip, whatever hundreds of miles I'm going. I always know what repeaters are close by, so I love it.
Put the program in the tone and that from the faceplate?
There is a device that it can interface with to program some Yaesu radios on the fly. Otherwise, you just have to, on my D710, I've just learned how to do it quickly. Change, put in a frequency, put in a tone, and then save it. But, there's some Yaesu radios, if you buy this Blue Cat thing, it can control the Yaesu radio directly via Bluetooth.
Would use the cable. But it's an ICOM, so I don't know how hard it's going to be.
Yeah, right. It's been a long time since I've had an ICOM mobile.
Thinking about this thing, I got it in 2019, I think. And it was an open box, so it's only like $200. But, man, this thing, I ain't had a lick of problem out of it. 738.
I used to have an 9880. And 4100, those are both D-Star radios, because I used to be into D-Star, but I sold them both, so I don't have them anymore.
Do some things with it. Gonna do a little more camping than that. I need need to take my HF rig with me sometime.
When I get the roof on my camper redone, I want to put a sheet of copper underneath the membrane, so I have a ground plane, and then put an NMO antenna mount or three in there, and just have a couple of have some VHF and maybe even a 6 meter vertical on the roof of the camper. Over, because otherwise I'll be over 13.6, but you know, that's not hard to do. They have, I think Diamond makes fold over mounts.
Somebody had some on their car. They had it on the roof rack, and then you just hit a button, and it would, you know, fold down so they could get in the garage. Heck, I got this one on the corner of the hood, and that sucker hits going in the garage.
My garage for a car in years and years.
Susan's Jeep is in the garage, but when we were camping, the Jeep was up in Flat Rock. She said, "Oh, just pull in the garage in case it rains." I pulled in, it's like, damn, the antenna hit. Like the little cap that they have at the end of the antenna, and that usually gets caught on some piece of metal, and it just pulls the load coil out.
Even when I lived in Seneca, I never really used my garage to put the car in. It's just so much, that space to me is just so much better used for other things. Right now my garage is mostly storage, but because I have a really good full basement, that's all my workshop and stuff. When I lived in Seneca, the garage was basically my workshop.
Half is for storage, and I got my camper parked in front of it anyway, so it's not like it's usable. And the other half, we just let Season just parks her Jeep in there to, you know, kind of protect the top.
I need to call the place and see if my new tongue jack has come in, because that's been out of commission for a couple of weeks now.
You order one, the special one?
Auto leveling, so it's got to have this smart tongue jack. It's like $700 to replace it. It was the most expensive mistake I've made with a camper, is trying to drive off with a tongue jack still down and bent all the crap out of it.
All the way down, or just down low enough to catch something?
Down, I was setting it up, and then when I started to retract it, all these hornets started flying out of the trailer hitch, because they had made a nest up in there somewhere. So I ran off and grabbed my hornet spray and everything, and I just forgot to finish retracting it and tried to drive off, and that was the end of that.
It made noise like it was really struggling to lift it, but, I mean, so far it's been working good. Lock it up. Usually I have about 3 4x4 stacked up, you know, under it, so I don't have to run it up and down so far.
Idea, and with that, if you try to drive off with it still down, you'll just, the 4x4s will fall over, but your tongue jack will still be higher.
I didn't see any sense in raising it higher than the you know, the load levelers, and that because they're going to hit first.
Hey, my truck is pretty high, so I've got to push it up pretty high to get it off the truck, and then I just end up lowering it way back down again. But the auto leveling system will. You know, it'll retract the tongue jack automatically until it's roughly level. Then it'll land all the landing gear, and then it'll pull the tongue jack up about 2 inches, and then it'll finish leveling off, but it leaves the tongue jack about 2 inches off the ground.
One of those.
Well, it'll it just automatically levels the rig. It takes about 5 minutes to do it, and yeah, it's perfectly level every time, WTUJKT.
FW, I usually end up putting me a level, 2 foot level on the end back bumper to get it side to side, and then I usually put it on the counter to get it level front to back.
What kind of jacks does your rig have? Is it the scissor jacks? Sling jacks does your rig have? Are they the scissor jacks?
Tongue jack, and then just got stabilizers on the, you know what I mean, to keep it from wiggling. Yeah, I end up, I carry some 2x8s with me to, you know, to block it up if I need a couple inches on the side or something.
I can do that too, because it's crazy, like, you know, if you're off by very much at all, you have to use blocks and stuff, because my leveling jack can't really make up for, you know, a couple inches difference. between left and right, they really kind of want you to be on a perfectly level spot for those things to work. But I usually have to block at least, you know, an inch or two on one side or the other.
I got this block that looked like Legos, but I just used to use them under the stabilizer, and I found that I got like three 2x8s, and, you know, a long one, and then a little bit shorter, and a little bit shorter, so they stacked, and then I got the, you know, the ends cut at an angle so they're easy to drive up on, and I got to where I can throw the level on and know about how much I need.
Lego pads, and those can make a pretty decent ramp if you have enough of them. And then, you know, I used to have a 6x6 that I would put under the tongue jack, but that rotted out, and I need to get a new one. But, yeah, all kinds of tricks you can play. And they make these other things you can put under the tires that are kind of like a variable thickness. And you stick them under, they're kind of like wheel chocks, but if you back the rig up onto them, the further you back up, the more it lifts them up. Those are pretty cool, but I haven't tried them yet.
Using them, I ain't never tried it. It looks like it'd be a real pain. Usually I just set the boards beside it, and I pull forward and Susan pushes them under there, and I back up on it. You're hitting the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. You have a safe trip in the rest of your day, and if I don't talk to you again, you have an awesome weekend. KN4 TFW.
Drive if you can, and I'll talk to you next week. W2JKT 73 Kent.